Mother would wash out a few things during the week, you know, to run short.
She'd carry him in them big old kind of things on her head?
She would come there to the house and lay a sheet out there. And she'd put all the clothes in that sheet and bring the four corners together and tie them. Then she'd put that on her head and walk a quarter of a mile at her house, wash them. We didn't have, back, what I was going to say about younger brother and myself, back when we was kids, we filled up our old-fashioned well, you know, where you draw it with a well bucket, you know. We dropped some wood down there to hear it hit the water, you know. Run our well, then cost a good bit, the whole cost money then to, it seemed it wasn't very much, but then in those days and times, a dollar was a dollar, you know. And we'd catch rainwater and haul water from, had a little stream right back of the house, but had to come up with I packed a many a bucket of water up that 90-foot hill. It'd be a grade, you know. And
did you have a place where you'd keep your milk cold or something like that?
No. Never did have nothing, no way to keep it cold. We didn't have no spring. Some people were kidding it around to have a spring somewhere. They'd put the milk in a jug or something, put it in that spring, keep it cold.
Yeah, they call that a dairy?
What?
Did they ever have a dairy? You know, the place?
No, my dad, he never did. He didn't believe in dairy. He'd milk cows. And whenever we just milk the cow pen full of them, you know, to get a little bit of milk. Didn't feed them, nothing, a few shucks, a little hay or something like that.
Yeah.
And springtime and summertime, they'd give plenty of milk, but in the wintertime, when milk was really good, well, we didn't have much milk.
Now, when the maid had washed your clothes, she'd bring them back in a what?
She'd bring them back, right, just like she put them in there, and mother would iron them up.
Do you have them things you'd carry clothes around in? Made out of wicker, you know?
Baskets? No, we didn't have
them. Now, back in the old days, nails would come in a what?
Come in a keg, 100-pound keg.
Yeah.
They come in 50-pound pasteboard boxes nowadays, mostly. 50 pounds.
Yeah. And what were some of the tools you'd have around the farm? Like you mentioned, how did you keep your axe sharp?
Well, we had a grindstone, turn the wheel, you know.
Yeah. What kind of things, cutting instruments, did you have around the farm, you know, when you were to work on animals?
Well, we always had a saw, and a crosscut saw, and a handsaw.
Yeah. Did you carry around some sort of knife? Or?
No, I never.
What would you keep them things sharp on? Did you ever see them wet?
Whetstone? Oh, sometimes you'd see one once in a while around. Nearly always use a brick or anything. Get ready to mark pigs or calves or something like that. And get the knife out and get a good smooth brick. And
mark them, you mean?
Castrate them. And
yeah. Yeah. They call it any other thing they'd say they're.
Well, we always used said marking them.
Cutting them or?
Well, sometimes, but they all, mostly we'd always be marking them, you see.
Yeah.
Pigs and calves.
You use what kind of knife? You had a old.
Oh, whatever kind of pocket knife you had. Just like a reach in here and get a.